today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever said to you, hey, I have some good advice for you, and it would be wise if you listen carefully and act on it? Has anyone ever tried to give you advice on how to behave, how to respond, or how to move forward? Has anyone ever taken the time to sit with you and share different ways you could deal with a situation? People are always trying to share with others information that would assist them with making better decisions. People ask for advice in different ways. The actions of others will give you insight into their need for advice. There have been and will be times when you want to act on something without giving it enough consideration. Every day, people are acting based on how they feel. What did you learn from that experience when you acted on your feelings? In 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 32 and 34, it is written, "Then David said to Abigail, 'Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to me, surely by morning light, no males would have been left to Nabal.'" David had been wronged by Nabal. David and his men had watched over Nabal's men when they were in Carmel. No harm came to them, nor Nabal's herds, as a result of David's men being a wall to them. When David sent his men to ask Nabal for meat, bread, and water, Nabal turned them down with harsh words. David did not like Nabal's response and set out to kill him and all that belonged to him, but Nabal's wife intervened with some good advice for David. David listened to Abigail. He took the good advice she gave, and she presented him and his men with a present. Someone will give you good advice today. Will you listen? Will you put it into action? Listen carefully to the good advice that will be given to you today. Seek it out. Don't make any decision today without the assurance of a wise word of good advice. Don't act on how you feel or how you were treated. Take the good advice given and receive the greatest outcome. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.